was a man that went to India from England to preach the gospel.
他就是 William Carey.
The man was William Carey.
他到了印度做了大工作。
And he did tremendous work in India.
他原来是什么人？
What type of person was he originally?
是一个做皮鞋的皮鞋匠。
He was a cobbler by trade, a shoemaker.
这样的人有什么了不起？
What was so remarkable about a man like that?
但是他到了印度以后
But after he went to India,
他成了一个植物学家
He became a botanist.
他成了一个语言学家
He became a linguist.
他通30多种的文字语言
He was able to have good command of 30-something languages.
他把圣经翻成好几种的文字
And he translated the Bible into several languages.
他建立一个大学
He built a university.
一个做皮鞋的人怎么可能有这么大的成就
A shoemaker by trade and yet was accomplishing so much
历史告诉我
History tells us
他到了印度以后
That after he arrived in India
他在那里专心致意传福音
He preached very intently the gospel
他整个的生命有了一个焦点
And his whole life became focused
结果他里面呢神给他的那个隐藏的恩赐都发出来
And God developed all the potential gifts that was in him.
这穆里先生常常在他的口袋里带两个放大镜
Mr. Moody used to carry two magnifying glasses in his pocket.
一个是好的一个是破的
One was a good one, one was a broken one.
他常常把好的拿出来
And he'd take out the good magnifying glass.
他说你们看这个放大镜
And he said, look at this magnifying glass.
当太阳的光照过放大镜的时候
When the sunlight passes through this lens,
它会造成一个焦点
There would be a focal point.
这个焦点呢热力很高
where the heat intensity is tremendous
能够引起燃烧
and is even able to ignite
然后他拿出这个破开两半这个放大镜
then he took out a cracked magnifying glass
他说这个放大镜就不同了
he said things are different with this magnifying glass
同样的阳光
the same sunlight
也照过这个镜子
passes through the same lens
但是没有焦点
but there is no focal point
没有作用
There is no effect, therefore.
没有热力
There is no heat.
没有燃烧
There is no ignition.
完全不同
Totally different.
他说这个放大镜就是奉献
This magnifying glass is dedication itself.
奉献造成焦点
Dedication will construct the focal point.
焦点大有作用
And the focal point will have this impact.
一个没有奉献的基督徒是个没有焦点的基督徒。
An undedicated Christian is a Christian without a focal point.
没有焦点就是散光
and with,
没有用。
Without focal point, light scatters and there is no effect.
大家知道 David Livingston.
We all know David Livingston.
他在非洲的中部来回了30多次。
Who traveled back and forth 30-something times in Central Africa.
他最后的一个生日的时候
On his last birthday
他在他的日记里面这样写
He noted in his diary
For 耶稣基督
Jesus Christ
我的主
My Lord
我的王
My King
今天我再一次把自己奉献给你
Today I once again rededicate myself to you
最后一个生日
The last birthday
他又奉献
He dedicated himself again
他继续在奉献
And he continued to do so
一直到底
Until the very end
他的奉献不是一次过
His dedication was not a one-time thing
继续奉献
But rather a continuous process
一直到底
Until the very end
那个生日以后不久
Not long after this birthday
主把他解去
The Lord received him
怎么样把他解去
How did he receive him?
他跪在床前祷告的时候就把他解去
He was kneeling in prayer before his bed and the Lord took him back
那是离开世界一个最好的办法
That is the best way to depart from this earth
我们看见这些人
We see all these people
完全的奉献
Total dedication
产生力量
And we see the power that is generated
软弱转为刚强
Where weakness becomes strength
我们求神在他的教会里面呢多兴起奉献的人
And we ask that the Lord will grant to us dedicated lives in our church.
去年的一月
Last January,
我参加一个冬令会
I went to a winter conference.
大概有600大学生参加。
There are about 600 college students.
在加拿大的东部。
It was in the east part of Canada.
有一位讲员晚上讲到。
There was an evening speaker.
我在早上讲。
I was the morning speaker.
那天晚上。
That evening,
有131个青年奉献。
There were 131 young people that dedicated their lives.
他们到台前。
They came up and responded to the altar call.
我坐在当中的地方。
I sat in the central part,
靠边上。
Near the edge.
我听到很受感动。
And I was very touched.
那么我很想啊，到台前。
And I had this urge to walk up also.
但是不好意思。
But I was rather embarrassed.
他们二十几岁，我六十岁。
They were all 20-something years old. I was 60-something years old.
我怎么好和他们一起到台前奉献？
How can I walk up with these young people?
我没有上去。
I did not go up.
但是我坐在那里啊，低头祷告，再奉献。
But I know I bowed my head in prayer and I dedicated my life again.
我说主啊，我再一次把自己奉献给你。
And I said to the Lord, once again, I rededicate my life to you, Lord.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
求神在他的教会里面兴起更多更多奉献的人
Grant that the Lord will give us more and more rededicated lives in our church.
你奉献了吗
Have you dedicated your life?
你把自己放在祭坛上了吗
Have you laid yourself on the altar?
你为主而活吗
Do you live your life with God?
你的生命里面有焦点吗
Do you have a focal point in your life?
你的人生的意义是什么
What is the meaning of your life?
你的目标是什么
What is the goal of your life?
如果你还没有奉献
If you have not dedicated yourself
今天晚上你愿意奉献吗
Are you willing to dedicate your life to Christ tonight?
我们再看第二篇诗
Let us go to the second psalm
八十七篇
Psalm 87
我们先看头三节
Psalm 87 verses 1 through 3 first
八十七篇头三节我读给大家听
Psalm 87 verses 1 to 3
耶和华所立的根基在圣山上他爱锡安的门胜于爱雅各一切的住处神的城啊有荣耀的事乃是指着你说的
Psalm 87 verses 1 to 3 His foundation is in the holy mountains The Lord loveth the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of JacobGlorious things are spoken of thee, O city of God.
你看世人多么爱圣城。
Here you see how much love the psalmist has for the holy city.
他说圣城的根基是耶和华立的。
He said the foundation of the holy city established by the Lord.
他说圣城锡安是耶和华爱的。
The Lord himself loves the Zion.
第三节他说神的城啊有荣耀的事是指着你说的
Verse 3 says glorious things of thee are spoken O city of God
那就是说在这个城的历史里面有各样神奇妙的作为
In other words throughout the history of the city you can see the mighty handiwork of God
一连三节表达世人对圣城的热爱
Three consecutive verses here that show us the fervent love the psalmist has for the holy city
那么我们要问了
So we ask the question.
在世人的心中
In the psalmist's mind,
这个圣城的哪一部分最可爱呢?
What is it about the holy city that he loves most?
第二节
Verse 2 tells us.
他特别提到门
He mentions especially the Lord loveth the gates.
他爱锡安的门
He says the Lord loveth the gates of Zion.
这个门是什么意思?
What does the gate typify?
我们来看看下面
Let us go into the explanation in the following verses.
我们看第五节
Verse 5.
论到锡安必说这一个那一个都生在其中而且至高者必亲自建立这城
And of Zion it shall be said, this and that man was born in her, and the highest himself shall establish her.
诗人说在锡安城的门里面呢
He said, the psalmist, that within the gates of Zion,
有许多的人生在其中
there are so many people that were born within these gates.
他用六个字来表达这一个那一个这一个那一个很多个的人生在那里
He says this and that man, meaning a lot of people.
那么我们要问这一个那一个是指着什么人
And we ask the question, who is this and who is that?
第四节
Verse 4 tells us,
我要极其杀拉哈伯和巴比伦人是在认识我之中的看啊菲利士 和推罗，并故事人个个生在那里。
First Paul said, I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia, this man was born there.
这个那一个就是腓力士人、推罗人、故事人。
This and that meant the people from Philistia, Tyre, and Ethiopia.
从许多国家来的。
People from many countries.
那么立刻我们看见一个矛盾。
And immediately we see the contradiction.
为什么这许多的外国的国家的人生在西安呢？
How can all these foreign people be born in Zion then?
可见这是属灵的意思。
So you know that there's a spiritual meaning behind here.
全世界各国的人都生在西安。
It means nations from all over the world are born in Zion.
再看 第六节。
First six.
当耶和华记录万民的时候
，The Lord shall count when He writeth up the people.
他要点出这个生在那里。
That this man was born there.
这里又省掉了那一个哈，只说了这一个，这一个就是代表这个那一个。
So here we see this and that, meaning that here.
也许今天晚上以后你们会得到另外一个成语，这个那一个，这个那一个。
And that might become a saying for you.
这一个那一个就代表所有的人。
This and that now we know means all people.
这里说记录万民的时候，万国的人包括在内。
The Lord shall count when He writeth up the people of the whole world.
感谢主，西安的门是救恩的门。
We thank the Lord because the gates of Zion are the gates of salvation.
世界上许许多多人这就生在神的城里面。
And all those that are born, are reborn with salvation, are born within the city.
现在我们很清楚了。
Now we are clear.
这个西安的门就是得救的门。
The gates of Zion are the gates of salvation.
这个门是耶和华最爱的。
And this is the gate that the Lord loves most.
这个门是世人最爱的。
This is the gate that the psalmist loves most.
很宝贵。
How precious that is.
今天我们在教会里面要建立这个救恩门。
Today the church is to build up the gates of salvation.
有的教会啊没有救恩门。
There are some churches that have no gates of salvation.
不传福音。
They do not spread the gospel.
就救恩门关上了。
The gates of salvation are closed.
不但关上，还把门栓栓上。
Not only are they closed, they are bolted.
这个门中文这个门栓的栓的写法很有意思。
The way the word bolted or barricaded in Chinese is written in a very unique way.
现在我要问青年了。
I'm going to ask the young people here.
你们会写门栓的栓字吗？
Do you know how to write that Chinese word?
有人知道吗？他知道，有人做代表知道。
Okay, evidently they do.
他代表他们知道。
There's one man, there's one representative that does.
这个栓呢，就是一个门字里面一划。
There is just one line inside the character door.
很容易记得。
Simple enough.
这个门上有一条栓，把它栓住。
Here there is a horizontal line depicting a barricade, the door.
82年程师母和我到北京去。
In 1982, Mrs. Ting and I visited Beijing.
我们参观这个很多大的建筑物。
And we visited many edifices.
有古代的宫殿。
There were old times palaces.
我们看见许多的大门。
And we see all kinds of gates.
这个大门关上的时候。
And when these gates are closed.
要有几个人抬起那个门栓呢，把它扣上。
It takes several people to bolt it down.
关上以后啊，扣上有时候也开不了。
And you cannot open it after that.
有的教会啊，就是这样的，把旧的门关上了， and, 还栓上了，没有人能开。
And it is this way that some churches have these gates of salvation not only closed but barricaded when no one can open it anymore.
他们自己不想传福音，也不要别人传福音。
They have no desire to spread the gospel, and neither have they any desire for other people to do so.
哎呀，这是很可惜。
And that is very tragic.
西安的门是福音门。
The gates of Zion are the gates of the gospel, the gates of salvation.
今天每一间教会应该建立救恩门。
And it is imperative that every church build up these gates of salvation.
奥运会刚刚过去。
The Olympic Games have been just over.
大家知道奥运会有2000多年的历史。
We know that these games have a history dating back in 2000 years.
在古代的希腊已经有这个奥林匹克运动会。
When these Olympic Games started in ancient Greece.
在那个时候。
In those days.
这个奥运会里面有一个比赛的节目很特别。
There was one game or one competition that was very unique.
今天的这个奥运会里面呢，有一部分是像它的。
And there's a portion of today's Olympic Games that's rather similar.
这个节目呢有三部分。
There's three parts to that game.
第一部分。
First of all,
他们点起一个大的火把。
First, they light up this huge torch.
那么所有参加比赛的人自己手里一个小火把。
And every competitor will hold a small torch in their own hand.
他们就到这个大火把那里点起来自己小火把。
And they will approach this big torch and ignite their own small one.
这是第一部分。
First step.
第二部分。
Then secondly,
赛跑。
They race.
每一个赛跑者拿着火把赛跑。
And every competitor will run with his lighted torch.
跑的时候有两个条件。
And there are two conditions that must be fulfilled.
第一要跑得快。
First, speed is important.
第二火把不熄灭。
Secondly, that flame must not die out.
啊，那个时候的火把和今天不同，今天的火把你跑得多，无论多快都不会熄灭。
The flame is different from today. No matter how fast you run today, the fire does not go out on that torch.
那个时候他们要小心。
But they had to watch it then.
要跑得快又要保持火把不熄灭。
They must run with the fastest speed, but keeping that flame ignited.
第三部分。
Thirdly,
这个选手跑完一段的时候
，having run a certain portion,
要把火把交给第二棒，第二个人。
The competitor will transfer this torch to another one.
那一个人继续跑。
And who will continue on the race?
这叫接力赛跑。
That is the relay.
接力赛跑两千多年的历史。
The relay has a history of 2,000s of the years.
这个三部分合在一起。
And so with these three parts to that competition,
最后的优胜者才是真的得胜。
The last person is a true winner.
今天教会也是参加这个比赛。
Today the church is involved in this relay race.
每一个基督徒手里有一个火把。
Every Christian has a torch of his own.
这是福音的火把。
That is the torch of salvation of the gospel.
我们要奔跑福音的路程。
And we are to run this course of the gospel.
还要保持我们的福音的火把不熄灭。
And our torch of gospel must be kept lighted.
还要递下去给别人。
And what we must do is to pass it on to the next runner.
一代一代的传下去。
Generation to generation.
我很高兴看见好多的青年在我们中间。
I'm glad to see there are so many young people among us.
你们是解放人呢。
You are the person that's waiting in line for that torch.
这个火把要递给你们。
The torch is yours next.
你们接过来以后还要继续的奔跑。
And when you, it's your turn, you take that over and you will continue to run.
感谢主，这个火把已经传递了两千年。
We thank the Lord because this torch has been transferred and running for 2,000 years.
越递越传，这个范围越广。
And the more it is passed on, the wider territory it covers.
今天全世界都有福音的火把。
Today, worldwide, there is the torch of the gospel.
感谢赞美。
And we thank and praise the Lord.
两千年以前。
2,000 years ago.
主耶稣讲了一句话。
Jesus Christ himself said.
他说我的福音要传遍天下。
That my gospel will spread throughout the world.
哎呀，这个话当时听起来很难接受。
It sounded hard to believe and accept in those days.
如果我当时在场
If I were there when he said it
我听见一个人在那讲话有人围住他听
And when I hear someone speaking and there's surrounded by a group
就是耶稣在讲话
Jesus Christ was speaking
那么我也凑过去听听看看热闹
Then I go in and join the crowd to see what was going on
我听见耶稣说
Then I hear Jesus
他的福音要传遍天下
Proclaiming that his gospel will be spread worldwide
我听了这个话有什么感觉
How would I feel?
我一定很怀疑。
I would have great doubt.
我看看他的门徒。
I look at his disciples.
除了打鱼的还是打鱼的。
There were fishermen and there were more fishermen.
不学无术。
They were all there.
没有地位。
They had no position.
没有什么权势。
They had no authority.
凭了什么把耶稣的福音传遍天下。
On what basis would they spread this gospel worldwide?
绝对不可能。
Impossible.
100个、1000个、10000个不可能。
100,000 and more. Impossible.
这是很自然的结论。
That's a very natural conclusion.
但事实上呢
?But in fact,
这个话应验。
It is fulfilled.
耶稣的福音传遍了世界。
The gospel is worldwide today.
无论哪一个国家。
No matter what nation,
都有福音传道。
The gospel has been there.
都有十字架记号。
The cross is there as a sign.
都有唱诗赞美主的人。
There are hymns and people who sing hymns there.
都有把火把举起的人。
There are people who have raised this torch.
由此可见。
So we can see now.
讲这个话的耶稣是历史的主。
That the man who said this, Jesus Christ, is the Lord of history.
他的计划 一定成全。
And his plans will be fulfilled.
感谢主。
And we thank God.
今天我们手中有火把。
Today each one of us holds a torch in his hand.
我们有福音可信，又有福音可传。
We have a gospel to believe and a gospel to spread.
我们接受了福音。
We receive the gospel.
还要传福音。
And we will pass the gospel on.
这是我们的责任。
That is our responsibility.
每一间教会的责任。
It is the responsibility of each church.
求主兴起我们来。
Grant that God will revive us there.
努力地传福音。
That we will spread the gospel in all earnestness.
在香港我见过一个弟兄。
I saw a brother in Hong Kong.
从中国大陆出来。
That came from China.
我跟他谈话。
And I talked to him.
他告诉我说。
He told me.
在他的家庭聚会里面。
In his family worship.
他带领过201个人信主。
He had led 201 persons to the Lord.
一个人带了201个人信主。
One man that led 201 people to God.
透过他的家庭聚会。
Through his own family worship.
可能吗？
Is that possible?
这是个事实。
It is a fact.
这福音本是神的大能。
Because the gospel is the power of God.
要救一切相信的人。
To all those that believe.
福音的能力。
The power of the gospel.
圣灵的能力。
The power of the Holy Spirit.
宝血的能力。
The power of the precious blood.
足够。
That is sufficient.
福音不会失败。
The gospel never fails.
感谢。
And we praise God for it.
所以我们传福音不会失败。
So when we spread the gospel, we will never fail.
我们可以欢欢喜喜传福音。
So we spread the gospel with joy and happiness.
第三篇是
The third psalm we turn into
122篇
is Psalm 122.
我们看第一节
First one.
人对我说我们往耶和华的殿去我就欢喜
First one of Psalm 122. I was glad when they said unto me, Let us go into the house of the Lord.
这是诗人的感觉。
Here, this is the feeling of the psalmist.
他听到耶和华的殿。
He hears the temple of the Lord.
他就想去。
He wants to go.
他欢喜去。
He wants, he loves to go.
他爱神的殿。
He loves the house of God.
第二节。
Verse 2.
耶路撒冷啊，我们的脚站在你的门内。
Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem.
这是他的光荣。
That is his glory.
他能够属于这个圣殿。
That he belongs in this temple.
他能属于圣城。
That he belongs to the holy city.
他的脚站在圣城的地上。
That his feet stands within the holy city.
这件事是他所夸耀的。
This is something he can boast of.
这是他的喜乐。
That is his joy.
这是他的权利。
It is prerogative.
那么我们要问
And so we ask the question
这位诗人他欣赏圣城的什么呢
What is it about the holy city that the psalmist appreciates most?
第三节
Verse 3 tells us
耶路撒冷被建造如同联络整齐的一座城
Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together
他登高下望
He is high up and he views down.
他看见耶路撒冷很美。
He sees the beautiful city Jerusalem.
为什么美？
Why is it beautiful?
这个房屋联络得很整齐。
They are compacted together neatly.
不是乱七八糟。
It is not scattered.
是有计划的。
There is plan there.
有联系的。
There is a relationship.
井井有条。
And everything is in order.
是有组织的。
There is organization.
有计划的。
There is planning.
我们为什么爱圣我爱教会
Why do we love the church?
神对他的教会有计划
Because God has a plan for his church
当基督的教会里面的弟兄姊妹互相为肢体的时候
When the brothers and sisters of his church becomes a body
互相做肢体
become members of this body
互相有团契
When there is fellowship within the body,
互相有交通
When there is communication,
每一个人站在自己的岗位上
When everyone stands in his own role,
与主有个好的关系
When the relationship with God is excellent,
弟兄姊妹彼此个好的关系
And the relationship between brothers and sisters are excellent,
井井有条
Everything is orderly,
一个美好的属灵的组织
It is a wonderful spiritual organization,
这真是美好
And that is beautiful in itself,
真是可爱
It is lovely in itself,
这是我们的天父最欣赏
This is what our Heavenly Father appreciates most,
要 保罗被圣灵感动。
Paul moved by the Holy Spirit.
他用一个身人的身体来形容教会。
Described the church as a person's body.
这真是很恰当。
How apt a description.
人的身体真是很奇妙。
The human body is a wonderful thing.
各肢体联合起来，合成一个身体。
Every member is united together to form one body.
是联络的最恰最妥当。
And it is very appropriated.
有一次一个医生告诉我。
A physician once told me.
他说一个人的手有153块骨头。
There's 153 pieces of bones in a man's hand.
哎呀，我看看我的手这么不像。
It doesn't look like it if you look at the hand.
153块骨头。
153 pieces of bones.
这样配合得这么好。
And yet they all fit so well together.
要怎么用就怎么用。
And totally to your use.
这个大拇指分开一点呢，这样打得很方便。
The thumb in conjunction with the forefinger.
我想，如果要我去发明一只手的话。
If I were to invent a hand,
如果我从来没有见过人的手，也没见过动物的手。
Had I never seen a hand before, human or otherwise,
要我去发明一只手。
And I am to invent a hand,
我不晓得发明出来的是不是像一个铲子。
I wonder if I would produce a shovel instead.
这个最聪明的科学家。
The most brilliant scientist.
也不能够设计出来这样的一只手。
It's unable to come up with a better design.
现在的机器人。
Here are the robots of today.
还是学这个神的作品哈。
It's still simulating the handiwork of God.
但是这个机器人的手和你的手同不同
？But the hand of the robot is it different from yours?
如果你不大清楚，你去比一比看。
You should make a comparison one time.
很大的分别。
Quite a difference.
这个。配合得非常的恰当。
Everything fits so well together.
神的家也是这样。
This is the way the house of God.
教会也是这样。
This is the way with the church.
所以教会是一个得救的人彼此联系的好的地方。
So the church is a place for all believers to join together and sit together.
当我们彼此有交通的时候。
When we have fellowship one with another.
彼此帮助的时候。
When we help one another.
彼此团契的时候。
When we have fellowship and jointly communicate with one another.
彼此带到的时候。
When we intercede for one another.
彼此关心的时候。
When we care for one another.
哎，我们的天父看了，我们就很美丽。
Our Heavenly Father sees us as one beautiful picture.
是个可爱的教会。
A lovely church.
有的基督徒是个人主义者。
There are some Christians that are individualists.
我得救了。
I am saved, that's enough.
其他的都不理了。
I don't care what else what happens.
我的关系就是和主的关系。
My relationship as far as I'm concerned is that between me and God.
我和什么人都没有关系。
I have nothing to do with anyone else.
有的人以为啊，只要和主有关系就够了。
They think that that relationship with God is sufficient.
那不是圣经的道理。
But that's not what the Bible teaches.
圣经告诉我
The Bible tells us
有两种的联系
There are two types of joining
两种的团契
There are two types of fellowship
两种的交通
There are two types of communication
纵面的就是上下
There's a vertical one
我们和主的关系
And that between ourselves and God
还有横面的
Then there's a horizontal one
我们和弟兄姊妹的关系
That is the relationship between brothers and sisters
如果没有平面的这个关系
Without this horizontal relationship
我们纵面的关系显不出来
The vertical relationship cannot be expressed
如果单有横面的关系
If we just have horizontal relationship
那不过是社交而已
That becomes just a mere form of socializing
有的教会单单有平面的关系
There are some churches that only have this horizontal relationship
他们很聪明用很多的方法来维持关系
They are very ingenious devices to maintain relationships within the church
但是没有生命
But there is no life
也有的教会
Then there are other churches
只注意上下的关系
Just emphasizing the vertical relationship
没有注意平面的关系
They neglect the horizontal one
这个也不完全
That is incomplete also
这是偏差
That is deviating
有一个人这样说
It was said once
一个基督徒不是基督徒
One Christian does not make Christian
这个话有点过分不
That is a little bit overstressed
但是他的意思很值得我们注意。
But the meaning is there.
他的意思就是说
He means
基督徒真正基督徒的生活是个团契的生活。
A true Christian life is a fellowship life.
是一个生命交通的生活。
It is a flow of life.
如果没有生命的交通
Without this interflow
这个基督徒的生活就不能完成它的意义。
The Christian life cannot be expressed in its all meaning.
所以他一个基督徒不是基督徒。
So he said one Christian does not make a Christian.
因为没有基督徒的生活就不是基督徒。
Because without a Christian life, it does not, well, a Christian life is not expressed.
没有教徒的生活就不是属灵的生活。
Without this fellowship life, it is not a spiritual life.
所以一个基督徒不是基督徒。
So one Christian does not make a Christian.
主要我们彼此有交通。
The Lord wants us to fellowship one with another.
我们彼此的关系影响太大。
Because there's so much impact when there's this relationship across.
有一次在香港。
There was once in Hong Kong.
我到香港的常州一个。